Well, much of the attention has focused on the House GOP in Washington, which is fiercely divided between Tea Party conservatives and more moderate members who oppose the shutdown tactics. So where does that leave House Democrats, including members of the Massachusetts delegation? Joining us from Washington is Congressman Michael Capuano, the longtime representative from Somerville. And Congressman, welcome back to Radio Boston. Thanks for joining us.
Happy to. Thank you.
First of all, we mentioned at the top of the show a meeting this evening between President Obama and House and Senate leaders. Do you expect anything of substance to come out of that?
Well, I won't say expect. I can hope. I think it's hard for me to see at the moment where the Republicans can change their tactics. I think this is going to be very tough for them, but I hope they can.
You've just come from a vote. I understand that House Republicans proposed votes on bills to reopen parts of the federal government, right? The national parks, museums, veterans programs, federal medical research. What happened?
We're not going to play that game. I mean, that's a cynical game that says we're only going to fund the parts of the government that we like. And if that's the case, Democrats may as well just go home. And particularly, we just came through an election where Democrats actually got more votes than Republicans. We didn't take back the House simply because of certain ways of gerrymandering, and I understand that. But when we get more votes from the American people than they did, why would we render ourselves irrelevant by simply allowing them to fund only the parts that they like?
But why is it necessarily a bad idea if there's this impasse to at least restart some parts of the government?
It's a terrible idea, because if we do this, they will get their funding for the things they like. We'll never get funding for WIC. We'll never get funding for food stamps. We'll never get funding for senior housing. We'll never get funding for public education and student loans, and on and on and on. It has to be done as one package, like it always has been, and that's the reason. It's not a game. It's just you cannot have one faction of the American public controlling everything there is in government.
Congressman, a lot of the action, of course, all of the action is on the Republican side of the House and really focused on this small group of conservative Republicans, about 80 of them. So where does this leave House Democrats like you? It seems as though you're part of a sort of disempowered group these days. What's the tone of your meetings with your colleagues on the Hill?
Well, at the moment, you're 100% right. The way the House works is you can't even get an amendment on the floor unless the majority allows it. And so, therefore, on those levels, our job is to stay true to our constituents and to our beliefs as best we can, and compromise if a reasonable compromise presents itself. That's our job. It always has been our job. Our job is not to simply fold when the other side can't control their own minority members.
I'm curious how this is affecting your work down there. For example, constituent services, are they essential, up and running? If so, what are you hearing from your district?
My district, I've kept my offices open. I intend to do that. The work we do is important as far as I'm concerned. When people call us for help, we do what we can. At the same time, my constituents so far, the phone calls and emails we have received from most people have been supportive of the approach we've taken. And I think that that's the truth. But I also think that it would be very good for all of us if they would just close Congress down for a couple of days and send us home. I would think it would be very important for a lot of members of Congress to look their own constituents in the face and hear from them directly. Because let's be serious, most people don't take the time and trouble to email or call their member of Congress.
What's your best guess? How long do you think this is going to go on, Congressman?
There's no way to tell. I mean, right now, I don't see an end to it. I kind of feel like the Republicans have pulled another Iraq war. I mean, they decided to jump in real quickly without a plan on how to get out of it. And I think that's where we're at right now. That's why I'm hoping the meeting with the president tonight provides some opportunity. But at the same time, we are not going to repeal health care, period. And I hope that that doesn't change anywhere. But if it does, I certainly won't be one of them who does it.
The GOP has stuck with the so-called Hastert rule. You alluded to this a moment back. It prevents a vote on anything that Republicans don't support without its own majority. And one resolution of the impasse would be a vote on a clean continuing resolution passed with support of moderate House Republicans and House Democrats. Would you support that?
Well, it depends. I mean, a clean CR just means that there's no gimmicks attached to it. There's still a question of how much that would be. I voted against the sequester. I voted against the George Bush tax cuts. I voted against the Iraq war. I am not interested in a continuing resolution that effectively slashes the programs that I support. So the answer is a clean CR is the only way to go. The amount of that CR is critically important that so far most people don't even want to discuss.
Yeah. Some have suggested that the reason Speaker Boehner won't hold such a vote is that he could, essentially, it would threaten his hold on the speakership.
Well, I don't know about that, but it certainly would pass. At least I expect it would pass. Mm. And by the way, it's not the Hastert rule is a way to say it, but I actually think this particular Republican Congress has gone way past the Hastert rule. I actually believe that a majority of Republicans are responsible enough, if they were allowed to vote, if they had the courage of their convictions, would be able to get this thing done months ago. Mm. The problem is that too many moderate, thoughtful Republicans are being held hostage themselves because of the threat from the extreme right in primarying them and you know, spending millions to defeat them and calling them non-Republicans or whatever they call each other over there.
Yeah. Well, the suggestion is that Speaker Boehner may be concerned about that same threat. So my question is, if Speaker Boehner were to move forward with such a vote, would you vote for him to remain Speaker? One of your colleagues, Henry Waxman, endorsed that idea today in the L.A. Times.
Yeah, like everything else, I mean, it would be an intriguing concept, and I guess I would have to see what the options were at the time. I certainly would rather have him as Speaker than some of the other members of the Republican Party. But at the same time, honestly, for a while now, since the Tea Party has become politically active and successful, I've kind of wanted clarity in the debate. I actually think that we're getting close to that clarity now. I think the American people are starting to see the consequences of the rhetoric that the Tea Party has brought to the table.
Well, Mike Capuano is a Democratic congressman from Somerville. Congressman, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you
very much. We appreciate
it.
Thanks.
Well, coming up, how the government shutdown threatens college football. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.